This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. I'm Dayton. That's David. We are joined by Aaron Brown from Siding Unlimited. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Great.
Good. Good. So, Siding Unlimited, tell everybody what Siding Unlimited does.
Siding Unlimited takes care of your home remodeling needs in a professional way. We treat the homeowner as best as we possibly can. Siding, roofing, windows, doors, gutters, you name it. That's what we're all about. And really
peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Yeah, connecting with the homeowners and trying to get them to that next step.
32 years you guys have been doing this.
32 years feels like yesterday, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. We've put up a lot of siding, done a lot of windows, doors, roofing. We've seen the ebb and flow of the changes in the world, in the remodeling world, the different homes. We used to work on homes that were built, you know, prior to the 80s, then the 90s, mm-hmm. 2000s. Now we work on homes that were built in 2010 or even newer.
You think they're doing a better job now?
You know,
that's a loaded question.
Every time frame had their niche, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't insulate walls way back in the day. Nope. They didn't have to. Energy was cheap.
But it allowed walls to dry if they got wet because of all the air that passed through them.
Right. Our homes now are really tight.
Yeah.
Right? The new homes today, I actually open my windows in winter and get that exchange, right?
We burp the house.
Burp the house.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Yeah. Burp in the house.
And, you know, skylights functioning skylights. Open up your skylights in winter. Let some of that air out, mm-hmm. right? A lot of mold can stay inside the house and all that stuff. So, the homes are built a lot tighter in today's world. A lot more energy efficient, but then you have the flip side of that. So
there's always something you're dealing with. There's maintenance involved.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes,
there is. The Fix-It Show is all about maintenance. So.
Yes.
So when it comes to, you said you've been doing this and the houses have changed, the siding products have changed. We're going to talk about that this hour. We want to talk last hour. We just mentioned the variance of weather. It's just been extreme this spring into summer now. And we want to talk about how that affects the house with you since you're the guy that's been dealing with it for 32 years. You've seen it all. So we're going to talk through that. And, of course, we'll take questions from anybody. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can find Siding Unlimited, ironically, at SidingUnlimited.com. You guys made it very easy to remember the website.
That was all Eric.
Yeah. Probably had to really elbow out some people. Get out of the way. We want that website name.
You can go fill out a form there if you want to have somebody out to look at the house and come talk through a project with you, and somebody will get back to you within 24 hours and get that set up. But we're going to have Aaron all this hour, so get your questions in to the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Hour number two, we're joined by Aaron Brown from Siding Unlimited. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. If you have questions, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. So last hour, David and I had a brief conversation about the crazy weather we've been having. It was super wet, super dry. Now it's been wet again the last couple weeks, windy, just crazy
tornadoes.
Weather. Tornadoes, hail.
We haven't seen hail really yet.
Little hail, not like
not,
massive
not the big hail
like
storms that we've had last year, but nothing yet that way.
Yeah, little pockets here and there, but not a ton.
Well, for us, because we cover the Madison area,
hit. Yeah, back in April.
Madison got hit pretty hard, and then our northern counties, but not in...
Not this week.
Sussex got it, but not as much.
Yeah, this week was mostly wind.
This week was wind.
So what is this doing to our houses? What are we looking for when it comes to this weather extreme?
Wow. Well, it ties into everything that we do,
mm-hmm.
right? The cold weather, everybody thinks of their windows, right? Immediately. But what you're having is you're having a lot of expansion and contraction. When it gets down to, you know, 0 degrees and your house is shifting from being warmer down, you can actually hear your house,
right?
You hear it pop.
Yeah.
And people are like, what was that? What was that? And then it gets down to negative 10.
Right.
And then negative 20. And it's continuing.
Especially an older house, old lumber. Yeah, when it really dries out. And you hear that crack.
And it depends on, each house is different because it'll hold more, some homes hold more moisture, right? So, but that is the stuff, it's also happening to your siding. It's happening to your shingles, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's where you get into the better products on the shingles. To make sure you're installing those properly and higher quality, because the lower quality are going to, they're going to phase out even quicker with that expansion and contraction. They get too brittle.
Right.
So windows, you want me to take a breath here?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, windows too. I mean, you said expansion, contraction. What helps limit the expansion, contraction of the sash is making sure your windows are locked. I mean, even this time of the year. I mean, when you're cooling your house, you got to have your windows locked when they're closed.
Yeah, we definitely need people to lock their windows before calling us and say that there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, they're drafty.
They're drafty.
I get this huge draft in my window. Is it closed? Yes. Is it locked? Well, I think so. And so, I think, was it you who was saying you go out there and you push the upper sash up and you lock it? And
yeah, it's good.
We've all done it.
We've all done it.
Right.
We've all had that call where my windows aren't working. Yeah, they're not closed.
Yeah.
So let's take care of that and we should be good. This time of year, what can happen is the opposite of what we often see in winter. In fact, it just happened a couple, like, was it last week or the week before, where it got so hot and so humid and then dropped at night, and that condensation on the exterior of my window is now suddenly there. Why am I getting, I have condensation on the exterior. I said, go wipe your hand along the siding. Wipe your hand along your front door. Wipe your hand along any surface outside. Yeah. It's got moisture on it right now. Like that means it's keeping the water out. The humidity's outside. It's
Google good. Dew point and see what the dew point, what that means.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of our things is we have to educate our homeowners. And it's not just during before the sale and during the process, but it's actually post-sale, a lot of education. Yeah. Where we're constantly educating the homeowners on what it's like, what is happening onto your house. We were talking at the break about concrete heaving, right? We have absolutely no control of concrete driveways heaving.
Or the ground underneath them.
Or the ground.
Yeah.
And if they're pushing up on our siding or our aluminum flashing, the concrete's going to win.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah, I've always said the earth wins when it's pushing on a foundation or pushing against your house or something.
100% of the time,
the earth is going to win, yes. Right. Unless you have some absolutely super de-duper, you know, structural something or other holding it back, but usually the earth and water win.
Well, and, you know, and those conversations go into where they didn't even put in any rebar or anything like that to hold it. And you're just like, but it was the siding that cracked the concrete, and you just kind of go, this isn't right.
And that's not how it works.
And we tell it, you know, in different ways. We're very courteous with our homeowners, and you talk about it and just say, listen, any little issue that came up during the process of your job and post your job, we have handled. If it's on us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been out to your house several times. We love our relationship or anything, but this is not on us. And we have to accept that and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So condensation on the exterior, it's rare. You don't see it as much, right? Happens frequently. Happens off my deck all the time.
I have one window in my house where my office where it always will, when it gets to that point, I'm like, yep, that time of year.
Oh, so you don't think you just have one bad window?
No. It's the location of the window where it's getting.
There's, again, back to air movement.
Yeah.
There's probably there's not much air movement in a little pocket in a corner of your house or something. And so now the air just settles in there and then it reaches a dew point.
Yeah.
You know, the surface of the glass reaches a dew point. And then the moisture in the air condenses on that surface.
Which, you know, a lot of times you said earlier, like it's on siding, like it's on everything, right? Yeah. The ground gets it first.
Walk through the grass, your shoes are soaked. It's everything's wet.
But I think what most people can understand is you reach in your refrigerator today, if you don't have your air conditioning on, or
go take it out to the patio.
Take a cold can of soda, aluminum can of soda that's cold in the refrigerator, and it's not sweating in there, and set it on the table, your picnic table outside. And watch how quickly it starts to sweat. I was like, where did that water come from? And the can's not leaking. Well, the water came from the air, and things reach a dew point, and you get condensation. That's just science.
And that's why we love, in our industry, yeah. We love months like May, which were really dry.
Yeah.
our grass was brown.
Yeah.
Our grass was brown, but the house was good.
I don't know. My grass looks awesome, I have to say.
It does.
Oh, it looked pretty good in May.
Oh, really?
It looks awesome this week.
It came back for sure because mine was browning out, but now it's nice and lush again. So we need to take a break. Yeah. When we come back, calls and texts at 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. SidingUnlimited.com. Check it out. While we do this, we'll be right back. It's a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
We may not solve the world's problems, but maybe we can help solve some of your homes. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, a high of 86 today. It's going to be a warm one. Be ready for that. It's already 73 in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Aaron Brown from Siding Unlimited on this morning. 855-616-1620 if you have questions.
Yeah, so we had somebody text in. Good morning. I've noticed some ripples in my vinyl siding on the southeast side of my house. It is a dark graphite-colored siding. Are the ripples caused by heat from the sun or poor insulation? If it's an insulation problem, what can you suggest to prevent this or when I have it replaced? Thank you. Tom out in Cedar Falls, Iowa. I would say I'll let Aaron chime in on this, but I saw a house recently where the top row of vinyl siding was all rippling at the top, and what I discovered that the siding was coming loose too. They put the J channel up. That's the bigger trim that you see. They did not put the utility trim in there, and then what? There's a tool to create a little notch in the siding so it locks it in place. And I determined that it's not holding the siding in place, so it's coming loose and it's rippling in that case. But what else could cause it, do you think?
Well, there's different factors with it, and it could be that the siding was installed too tight.
Yeah.
Right? It could be just the sun beating on it, right? The expansion and contraction over time. It also could be there might be something behind the siding where the house, the house kind of buckles itself. And so the siding, you don't see it, you know, necessarily when you're doing the wall, but it also, there may be just a little bit of a bend to that siding.
Yeah.
And so when you get the heat, the sun, it'll expand that and bubble that.
And we've also talked about how, you know, if there's a neighbor who's close enough and the sun's shining and reflects off a neighbor's window, it's incredible the heat that can generate. I've stood in line of that, and it's like we all, you know, use the magnifying glass to start a fire or torture ants, you know. But
I don't know what you're talking about. That.
You're going to get some phone calls on that one,
right? But it's like that. It's like a magnifying glass. The sun shining off a window, and I've seen it warp vinyl siding on a neighbor's house.
So the great thing about our windows are with the coatings, the low E coatings and such, right? Ultra U Plus and all that. With the sunrise windows, you actually are now increasing the surface area for the reflection of the sun, right? And that's what's putting the pressure on the vinyl siding.
Yeah.
We've replaced it before with our homeowners where it does the buckling, and then we tell them, this is going to keep happening. If you open your window, which that's what they're doing.
Right.
Yes. And so we have to switch to maybe like LP Smart Side or something like that in that area, or that whole wall or the whole home.
Yeah, something that's a lot more stable.
Yeah.
You know, to the sun, shining on it.
So what is LP Smart Side if somebody doesn't know?
Composite siding, right? They've gone through the ringer, their first generation, now their second generation siding. They have this chemical process and all this loose fiber, wood fibers, and they smash it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And it has got a beautiful wood grain finish to it, right? And it's got the longevity. And then we have our own coating that we use that we like at Siding Unlimited with Diamond Coat, which gets you the 30-year coating warranty for the finish, which you add those together and you drive by homes that we sided, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and they look brand new.
Yeah.
So many different benefits to the LP Smart Side. You talked about that stability. You're not going to get that. Just the way it lays on the home. And so many, I just prefer that look. I took off the Certainteen monogram siding that I had. It was 15 years old. It had another 15, maybe 20 years left in it. And I put on the LP Smart side on my home. Just the way the fit and finish goes on your home, it's a tighter, cleaner look than vinyl. With the different J channels and such that vinyl has to carry with it. But it's an upgrade in product. It's an upgrade in look in my eyes. But I also don't want to discount our vinyl that much.
Oh, yeah. Vinyl can look great.
Vinyl, the like changing colors on your home can improve your curb appeal drastically.
Right.
And so they're just two different product lines. There's a little bit of a cost separation, too. But different looks to the home that can upgrade your home's look.
Yeah. And you know, I've seen it. You don't have to put like LP on the entire house. I've seen people have it where, and this is common years ago, where the front of a building would be all expensive masonry detailed and everything. You turn the corner and it's just bland brick or something. So you can, and I'm not saying vinyl's bland, but you can do a more expensive details in vinyl siding and then do something or LP the on the front.
You're talking about the Wisconsin mullet. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Oh, really?
The front is nice and you do LP and then you do the vinyl around the outside.
Front facing.
And it does look great. We've done those projects and when you look at them, it's like, wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
The way it turns out. We do need to take a break, but get your questions in. 855-616-1620. That's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Check them out at sidingunlimited.com. Elizabeth Linton, and good morning over there in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Good morning, Dayton.
One's a certified home inspector. The other's just certifiable. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Isaac playing some...
The Jonas Brothers.
Two Princes by Spin Doctors.
It's just a royalty-free track.
Aaron Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sponsoring the show each week, by the way. Aaron,
absolutely.
We appreciate that. We do have a caller on the line. Can we go over to Gary in New Berlin? Good morning, Gary. What's your question?
Yes. I have aluminum siding on my house. It's 40 years old. It's in good shape, but it's starting the color is faded. And it is a little bit chalky, but not bad. I'm wondering if there's a good process to paint it, or if it's not impossible to paint it, or shouldn't be painted. Will it last after you paint it?
So last question first. It will last a long time if it's done well. Aluminum siding, unlike wood siding, doesn't have any moisture in it. So as long as you prepare it properly, it will take paint very well and last a long time. So that's part of it. When we've had Matt from CertaPro on, we talk about this. It's largely in the preparation, getting that siding clean, getting that oxidation off, whether you power wash it or wipe it down or something. And even Tom Faza said clean, dry, and dull. So get it clean, then let it be dried, and then make sure you don't have too much of a shiny surface. You might have to use a bonding primer, and then go ahead and paint. And make sure if you're going to do any repairs or remove anything, a satellite dish, an old fence bracket or something that's on your house, take that off first, caulk the holes and everything, get all that caulking and everything done before you do your painting. You don't want to go through all that whole process and then, oh, I got to fix this, and then now you messed up your nice paint job. But yeah, it worked very well. I would suggest going to a paint store, Holman Lindsay, Sherwin-Williams or something, and talk to the people there. They deal with professional painters on a daily basis, and they're going to be able to give you the best advice on what to use.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Gary. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Kevin in Caledonia texts in, I have a 120-year-old farmhouse with asbestos siding. What is your process of replacing the siding?
Well, thanks for the call. A lot of times what we do with that asbestos is we have certified companies come out and remove it. We're not going to remove it ourselves. We have a group of guys that are certified. They'll go out, remove that, We'll come in. We'll either use Tyvek. A lot of times we'll use the insulation board, fan fold, 3/8 inch insulation, to begin our process with the flashing and really prepping your home. Like David was talking about just a moment ago with paint, it's really the preparation that takes that makes a difference. Same with siding. Before we even install a piece of siding, we've torn off, we've nailed in all the nails, pulled nails if we had to, removed screws, insulated, Tyvek'd, wrapped that home. We flash around the base of the home. We flash up roof lines. We flash the corners. We do all those different things that you're not going to see when the end product is installed. But we do all that to prepare your home for the siding and for the length that you own your home to continue with that quality install.
And with asbestos, you really, in my opinion, you have two options. Either paint it if it's in good shape, but then you're still with the same siding. You can clean it and paint it. I mean, or you have to have it removed. Because unlike other sidings, like old cedar, if it's in pretty good shape, you can go over it and it's done. And I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's always a good idea to get down to the sheathing, make sure everything, you don't have a rot or anything. You can get insulation over everything, but you can go over that. If you try going over asbestos, when you nail through it, it as great of a product as it is, meaning it lasts a long time, it does get brittle. And it's going to shatter when you start nailing through it. And now you have all these pieces of siding that are breaking behind the siding. And so I don't think that's a good idea.
And when you have that, then that vinyl siding pushes out. And it could be another reason why it's
bulges
bubbling
out at the bottom because all the siding's falling
down. Going back to the first question we had.
So, and as a licensed contractor, you have to bring in a certified asbestos abatement contractor.
Yeah, we've never gone down that road ourselves to become certified. So we have a couple different guys for the different markets.
Yeah. Stay in your lane.
You guys
do siding and roofing and windows good. Yeah, you're not a asbestos contractor.
All right. Mike from Richfield texted in. Good morning, guys. Great fix it day to day. Does Siding Unlimited do repairs or just full home siding? I have a chimney surround on a 2-story home that needs to be repaired. Do you do something like that?
Depends on the size of the chimney surround. We are mostly full remodel, bigger projects. We don't do a lot of services and repairs, and the reason being is we are out. We are already out. Whatever sometimes 12 weeks, 14 weeks, 16 weeks. We're already out that far. A lot of people don't want to wait that long for their service or their repair. And then the other thing is. It's just not in our niche. We kind of stay in our lane, right? Mm-hmm. There's some handyman services that can provide and carry all different types of things on their trucks to do like one service in that regard. So we do, if it's a chimney, a full chimney, a lot of times the siding is failing on the chimney, which means that there's condensation inside and the OSB or the sheathing underneath is rotting. And that's a bigger project. That's more up our alley than doing just a small service here and there.
Another one texted in. Just curious, what miter type does Siding Unlimited use when installing gutters?
Hand cuts.
Yeah. Miters. So basically miters instead of the pre-made corners.
Yeah, we don't do the bikini strips or the pre-made corners. We actually do the hand cut miters. One less chance for a leak or anything like that, but they actually just look better.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way they go together. You know, it was a decision we made a long, long time ago is go with the hand cut miters. I used to do them myself. I used to be the guy that did a majority of the hand cuts.
You still have all your fingers?
Guys. Still got them. Slice this one a few times.
Yeah, right.
Get in there, get involved. I just love the look of it.
Yeah.
All right. Good questions. Keep them coming. 855-616-1620. Deciding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a fix-it show.
If you got a problem, you know we'll solve it. It's the fix-it show on WTMJ.
Partly cloudy, a high of 86 today. It's 74 currently in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Aaron Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. We do have a call, so let's go over to the call. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi. I have a house that is about 18 years old, and it has faded a lot from the sun. So I don't know what to do about my siding. Do I repaint it? Do I replace it? How do you know?
What kind of siding is it? Do you know?
Vinyl siding?
Vinyl siding. Yeah.
Yes.
So you, there are people out there who believe that you can paint vinyl siding. And it's probably been done successfully by a professional painter with the right product, with the right colors at the right time of the year.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, you really need to talk to somebody like CertaPro Painters and have them come out and look at it. Short of painting it, if you don't, if it's faded, too faded in the color, really the only option is replacing it.
So sometimes what happens, and what we've seen it, where people will paint their vinyl siding and it'll lead to more problems because that vinyl siding's not ready for that color. So if you paint it a darker color, then it starts to bubble and come off.
I was saying it.
The other thing is with the expansion and contraction of vinyl siding, you can paint it and you'll still have seasonal gaps where the old coat, you know, the old siding kind of shows through. So
that's why I said that certain time of the year.
It is a tough paint.
Yeah.
It is a tough paint.
Yeah. You don't want to change the color too drastically. Like, you know, like you were saying, go from a white vinyl to a dark gray. Because you will see all those joints and everything, but it also can be a problem. So you really need to consult a professional painting contractor who has actually done this with the right product and everything.
Okay.
But otherwise, the better option is replacing it.
Is replacing it? Okay. And can you just give me an idea of how the pricing on this? Because I don't want to bother someone to come out if I'm not going to do it. But a square footage cost or anything?
It all depends on the project itself. And so we give free estimates, no obligation. Our rep will come out, walk the home through you, go through your different options. So the square footage price is going to depend on what you're looking to achieve. And that's the only way to really do it, because if you try to calculate it differently, and even if you were to go online and try to find an answer, it gives you a range. And the range isn't even going to be close enough to really nail down what you're looking for.
Well, here's another. You could have a you could have a ranch, you know, with a hip roof on it that's just fairly that your workers can walk up to it and literally do it, and you might need a 4-foot stepladder here or there just to get to the top couple rows, and it's just very easy to walk around it. Or you could have a 2-story colonial where the back is exposed, and now it's almost a 3-story where you're having to set up ladder jacks and all this stuff, and you know, have a fence and a pool back there, and you're trying to work around all this stuff. So it really does make a big difference on each house what it's going to take to put siding on.
Like Aaron said, if you go to sidingunlimited.com, there's a form you can fill out there. Somebody will come out and give you that free, no obligation quote, as you just said. And low pressure. We're not the pressure. We're not the company that's going to sit in your house for 4 hours and try to get you to sign a contract when we first meet with you. We're going to talk through your project. We're going to ask what you're trying to accomplish. And then we're going to get back together and go through everything once we know that. But
and we have a lot of pride in our sales team and how they handle themselves in the home.
Mm-hmm. And what I was talking about wasn't product price. It's all about labor and access. It takes more time to go up and down ladders than to just walk up to a house and put siding on it.
There's different labor parameters involved, especially like David said and announced it. He told everybody about it. And we have those different calculators in our system. Our sales team is well trained on getting you that honest price guarantee that we talk about all the time, where we're not forcing your hand into this project, and you get to sit back and make a decision what's best for you.
SidingUnlimited.com. One more segment left with Aaron Brown. Get your calls in, 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Aaron Brown from Siding Unlimited been on with us this hour, and we have one more question to get to. It says, to upgrade exterior window trim from brick mold to the popular 4 to 6 inch wide picture frame trim, what is needed to provide nailing support for the new trim and existing cutback siding? Dave from Muskego.
Well, you're really diving into a challenge. Some of the windows were installed years ago through the brick mold into the, you know, affixed to the window itself.
Right.
So if you remove that brick mold, you are actually losing some of the structural integrity of that window frame. And so we advise more often than not to leave that as it is. There are some windows that were built, you know, the window frame is sitting there, and then you have the brick mold that's separate from the window. In those cases, you can pull back your siding or pull back your brick mold, take that off, cut back your siding. If it's cedar, fiber, cement, wood, composite wood, aluminum, steel, you could cut that all back, put your 4-inch trim on, and then caulk. If it's vinyl siding and it's up against brick mold, now you have a bigger challenge because you actually have to remove your J-channel, cut back the siding, slide your J-channels back in, sometimes remove some pieces of siding.
Yeah, you can't nail behind vinyl siding. You can't. It's really difficult to nail J-channel behind vinyl siding.
Right. You have to pop it loose, push it up, and then sometimes, if depending on the vinyl siding, it cracks. How do we know? We've done it.
Right.
We've tried it. We've replaced some different vinyl sidings, and they crack. So, and, you know, that's really situational, what you're looking at right there. And so an answer on the air is really difficult to give you, but that those are kind of the baselines to go off of there.
Okay, good questions. It was very active today. We always appreciate that when that happens. So tune in next week and do it all over again. But let's wrap this up. SidingUnlimited.com is a website. What can Siding Unlimited all do?
Siding Unlimited brings just a vast majority of things that we can do. We do build like overhang siding, roofing, windows, doors. We do some small construction on the outside of your home if you wish. These are just some of the things that we do. Porch ceilings, we can do them in different products. We talk about LP a lot, aluminum soffit a lot, but we've actually done them in different products as well. Decorative gables, different features to your home, things like that.
And we can help design all that with you. It's not you show us a couple pictures. Oh, I saw this. I like that. And we can get together, design things, and work it out with you.
Our sales staff is very helpful when it comes to the design. We also have a design tool on our website that they can go to, QR code, scan it in, and actually design different things themselves to get their ball rolling. Our team has a lot of experience. They can go to the Instagram page for Siding Unlimited as well to get different ideas. But our sales team is solid. It is they do a great job of walking homeowners through the whole process and getting the homeowners to see what they're looking to achieve.
Okay, how do people get in touch? And talk about the two different showrooms that we have now.
Hey, check out Siding Unlimited in Madison on Stoughton Road. It's a beautiful showroom out there, and then our Waukesha location probably has a little bit more product line. And it's also a beautiful showroom. It's just older, so I'm more used to it. The bright, shiny toy is out in Madison.
Yeah, yeah. When people walk into our showroom in Waukesha, they're like, whoa, because it's really cool. It's like, it's almost, what was it called in the museum? The old Milwaukee?
Streets of Milwaukee.
Where we've got roofing, like houses built in our showroom, and you can see everything inside.
You get the streets of Waukesha out there.
A lot of clients are very wide-eyed when they walk in, because then they start processing all the different things that they can do to their home. And it's just a fantastic place to go visit before you make decisions.
Yeah. So, all right. Awesome to have you on the show. If you had one word of advice for somebody this weekend as they're looking around the house, what would they be looking for?
One word of advice. I'm a Brown. It's hard to limit us to one word.
What would be an important thing to look for today if we're walking around our house?
Just check wind for caulking. Damage. Check for caulking. You can see some wind damage. I had some wind damage at my property from the storm the other day.
Okay.
It's not just the lawn furniture, but check your home.
Yeah. Shingles. If you're walking around cutting your grass, you see some shingles on the ground. Check to make sure they're not from your roof.
Good call. Yeah. Good call. All right. Great show. Thank you for coming in today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Good to see you, Aaron.
Thanks, guys.
See you, David.
Yep. See you
Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show coming in next.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.